Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I am here with Deaconess Angela Campbell. We're sitting in for Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton. Good morning, Deaconess. Can you hear me?
Amen. Good morning, Pastor Melvin.
Good morning. How are you?
Blessed. Tremendously, tremendously blessed.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, we just want to thank God for another morning, another day. He has chosen to waken us again and extend our lives. Amen. So we should give God thanks for that. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Our scripture of focus is Job 38 and 12 through 13 from the authorized King James Version of the Bible. And it says, "Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it?" So God is telling Job, he's actually reminding him of his authority on the earth, and that we should be commanding our morning, commanding our days, causing the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. This is where we give our morning, our day, the issues of life, commands and instruction, and then we walk them out by faith. Amen. So we should be giving our morning, our day, the issues of our life, commands and instruction, and walk them out. And this actually connects with the scripture. And God said, above all things, guard your heart, for out of it flows the issues of life. So when we place the correct, godly, heavenly things in our heart, we speak those things, and the commands of our morning will be godly. And the issues that flow out of our heart that manifest in our life will be godly and heavenly. So we should guard our hearts, which makes it easy to guard our mouths. Amen. We have Sister Tangela Lewis on the line, another one of our co-hosts. We're going to bring her in. Sister Tangela, can you hear me?
Good morning, Pastor Mel. Yes, I can. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm fine. I'm here with Deaconess. And we're going to go ahead and get. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Listeners, please go to our Facebook page, like the page. It's FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Like the page. You can follow the ministry, interact with the ministry, leave your prayer requests depending on what country you're from. If there are national issues with your country, please post those prayer requests. You may have family, friends, those that may not know God. We'll cover them in prayer as well. I know that I'm covering my family in prayer, and I've even gotten prophetic word that this year is the year that God is going to come in and bring them into the sheepfold, amen, and they will be given salvation. So that's just a blessing to hear. So please, let us be your two. If you are praying something, the Bible says where two or more agree on anything on earth, as in touching, it will be done for us by the Father. So allow us to be your two. Allow us to be your partner. Allow us to agree with you when you're praying. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get started. We have Brother Francis on the line. We're going to get to him in a second after the opening prayer. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Father God, we just uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. Father, your name be hallowed in the earth. Father, we thank you and praise your name. We uplift your name. Father, we just rejoice, Father, Father, for it is written, Father, that the joy of you is our strength. So, Father, we thank you and praise you. We magnify your name. The glory is yours, Father. We thank you for all that you've done. Father, all that we've seen, Father, all, Father, that even the things that we don't even know about, Father, we thank you. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. We give you praise today, Father. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise. We thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We love you. Hallelujah. Father, help us to be better sons and daughters, Father. Help us, Father, to be sharper, Father. Help us to use all that you equipped us with, Father. Help us, Father, to finish our assignment. Many of us haven't started our assignment. Help us to start our assignments, Father, and get going, Father. We know results, Father, relationships, Father, our outcomes, Father, are tied to our assignments, Father. So, Father, we just ask, Father, that you place us on those assignments, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name, Father. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, right now we want to, again, Father, thank you and praise your name. Hallow your name, Father. Father, your name be hallowed in the earth, Father. Your name, Father, just be uplifted, Father. Hallelujah. Your name be exalted, Father. Hallelujah. So that you may draw all men to you, Father. We just thank you and praise your name this morning, Father. We give you praise in this place this morning, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, have your way, Father, during this broadcast. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Touch the hearts of those that will be praying. Guide their words, guide their commands, guide their decrees, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and praise your name. We come before you saying, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving us, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for loving us. Father, let us be epistles of your word today, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, let us be the perfect living epistles of your word, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we just uplift those, the leaders, Father, of the countries of this world, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we stand in agreement, and we speak to devils. I speak right now to every devil, every demon in operation, in high places, in governments around the world, in the name of Jesus. We come in the authority of Jesus Christ and command your strongholds torn down. You are cast out right now in the name of Jesus, never to return to these places of influence in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak to every devil, every demon that operating in large industry, large banking institutions, in the mighty name of Jesus. We stand in the authority of Jesus Christ and command you to go now. We command you, no man will eat of your work, your fruits anymore, in the name of Jesus. We command the strongholds that you built and developed to be torn down now, in the name of Jesus. Father, dispatch your angels, Father, to escort them out, Father, and to stand post, Father, at spiritual doors and ensure those doors are closed, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father. Father, we uplift those countries, Father, that have no peace. Father, and we decree and declare peace in those countries, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare peace in Jerusalem, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name, Father. We magnify your name, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we call forth those people, Father, that are seeking salvation, Father, those people that are heavy laden, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, those that want to cast their yoke on you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, clear the path for them to come. Send your vineyard workers out, Father, to minister to them, Father, and preach and teach the gospel, Father, the good news to them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We uplift our president, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we just remind you of the prayers that we have spoken, and we thank you, O Heavenly Father, that you will better him, that you will sharpen him, that you will surround him, Father, by anointed men and women of God. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Every demonic stronghold, every demonic grip, every demonic influence, Father, has been removed and cast out in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father, that he will even receive salvation. Father, that his family will receive salvation, Father. Hallelujah, Father, and they will renew their minds, Father. They will walk and operate in renewed minds, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Father, and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name, Father. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah, Father. We pray the same things, Father, for our governors, Father, our lieutenant governors, Father, our mayors, Father, our aldermen, Father, our city councilmen and women, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray the same thing, Father, for the president's administration, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray the same, Father, for our military men and women, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we remind you, Father, of the prayer for a spirit of boldness, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that you have made us bold, Father, so that, Father, that we may speak, Father, we may teach the gospel, we may talk about the gospel, Father, when we're going to and fro, Father, when we're with our children, Father. Hallelujah, Father, when we're with family members and friends, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I just decree and declare right now, Father, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may grant us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation that gives us a deep and personal and intimate insight into the true knowledge of you. For we know you through the Son, Father. We came to you through the Son, Father, and we just decree and declare right now that the eyes of our hearts, the very center and core of our being, has been enlightened and is being enlightened, flooded with light by Holy Spirit, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, the saints, your people, your children, and so that your glorious inheritance in us, the saints, and so that we will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And you put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet and appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers. And we thank you, Father, that we sit at your right hand, Father, that position of power and authority with Christ, Father. We are joint heirs, Father, with Christ, and we thank you, Father. Give us an understanding, Father, of our heirship. Give us an understanding understanding, Father, of the responsibility of walking in power and authority, Father. Being ambassadors, Father, being, Father, police officers, Father, being gatekeepers, Father, being key holders, Father, on this planet, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Father, we uplift the sick right now, Father. Those, Father, that are, Father, those that are children, Father, more so, that are hospitalized. Those that are hospitalized. Those in the body of Christ, Father, that are fighting affliction, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, your word says for them to come to the elders of the church, Father, and Father, that we will pray the prayer of faith and they will recover. So in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for healing made available, Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that your will is for us, Father, to be well. Father, for us to prosper even as our soul prospers. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, those that desire healing, Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, be healed right now, naturally and spiritually, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I command in the name of Jesus people to rise up out of their beds, Father, in the name of Jesus. Pain-free, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We thank you and praise your holy name, Father. We thank you, Father, the afflictions and attacks, Father, that are just in the initial phases, in the name of Jesus. I command you in the name of Jesus, shut down right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are fighting cancer in the name of Jesus, especially children, I command tumors to be in recession. I command you to leave this moment straightway, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that we will hear testimonies, Father, of kids, Father, being cancer-free, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, your job is to guide the hands and the minds of the doctors right now. Hallelujah, surgical teams. Hallelujah, down to the person picking up the trash in the hospital. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Father, right now, Father, we ask that you stir up the gifts in us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And, Father, we come, Father, seeking fellowship with you, Father. Hallelujah, Father, so that we may hear you more clearly, Father. Father, so that in this life, Father, we will be able, Father, to tell you how much we love you, Father, how much we want to hear from you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I just want to uplift, Father, Apostle Overton today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we want to uplift Archbishop Boyd, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We want to uplift, Father, deaconesses, overseers, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Her apostle, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Her prophetess, Father, the pastor, Father, and the rest of, Father, the overseers, Father, in the ministry, Father, we just ask, Father, that you continue to bless them. Father, you continue to stir up the gifts in them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. You continue to keep them strengthened. Father, that you give them perfect vision, naturally as well as spiritually, Father. I pray the same, Father, for myself. I pray the same, Father, for Deaconess. I pray the same, Father, for Sister Tangela, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless their families, Father. We bind up every attack that may come against their family. Father, we bind the attacks that we've even noticed that has come against the body of Christ, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, weariness, Father, us being attacked. attacked in our feelings and our emotions, Father. We bind up those attacks and strongholds, and we decree and declare victory today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for we are the head and not the tail. Father, we are blessed going in and blessed coming out. Father, we have been redeemed. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. If you hear this broadcast right now, please say, I am redeemed. It is written that let the redeemed say so. We are redeemed from the curse. We are redeemed from the curse, and every tree that has been that has not been planted by our Father must be uprooted. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you and praise you. We uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And all these words that we have spoken, we do decree them so. We do decree them law in the earth. In Jesus' mighty name, we say amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Hello, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Brother Francis, are you there this morning?
Yeah, I'm there, thank you. It's 12:30 here.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Noontime. How are you doing?
Oh, by His grace, I'm doing well. Today I'm home. I didn't go to work, so I'm home. I was waiting for 12 o'clock so that I can join the line. And luckily, when I called, you were on the line. So I thank God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, now don't forget to tell people us about us over there in England now. If you want, if you've got some friends that desire prayer, that want to get fed, please have them jump on the line as well. We welcome anyone as long as they desire prayer. Did you have a prayer request, sir?
Yeah, today I'm asking the Lord to help me close down any open doors that I've opened, knowingly, for the enemy to attack me. So I'm asking the Almighty God to help me close those doors and also open my spiritual eyes to see the way He sees me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Yes, sir. Did you get that, Deaconess?
Yes, Pastor. Yes,
okay.
Pastor. Good morning, Brother Francis. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. God bless you for praying for me all the time.
Oh, you're more than welcome. God is good.
Amen. Well, Deaconess, we turn it over to you, and if you would be so kind to cover Brother Francis in prayer.
I certainly will. God, we just thank you this morning. Father God, we praise you and we bless you. God, we are excited about you. Hallelujah, this morning. We are excited that you are a God of breakthrough, of resurrection power, of awesomeness, of covenant. You are Rashi Kurabase. You are a God that never sleeps and never slumbers. You are a God that watches the entire world all at the same time. The heaven is your throne and the earth is your footstool. So you are always watching. God, we thank you for being you. In this year, God, we're going to let you be Arabase Koramande. We're going to let you be you. Thank you, God, because you're so good at it. You are good at being you. You know exactly the hairs that are on our head because you numbered them. You know the days of our life, hallelujah, because you were there before the foundation of the earth. So, God, we glorify you this morning. We magnify you this morning. We exalt you on this morning. And, God, we just ask right now that you would search our hearts. You will call Roche Candidiasa. We will search our hearts, God. And if there is anything in them, anything we've meditated on, anything we've said, or didn't say, anything we looked at or touched or tasted, anything, God, that was not of you, anything that didn't please you, anything that did not, Father,
Sunday was not in line with who you are and who you called us to be, we ask God right now that you would forgive us. God, we ask that you would forgive us, and we repent in the name of Jesus. God, right now, if we have anyone or anybody in unforgiveness right now in the name of Jesus, we ask, God, that you would forgive us, and we forgive them. We release them unto you, God, in the Marabade Korabasi. In the mighty name of Jesus, we release them unto you, Father God, because your word tells us if we don't forgive, you won't forgive us. We don't desire, God, to be out of fellowship with you. We don't desire, Father God, to be out of fellowship with your body or anyone outside of it. We, God, desire to do what you've called us to do in the name of Jesus, to love you more and to people more. So, God, right now we ask in the name of Jesus that Holy Spirit you bring back to our remembrance. We won't go a second further in the name of Jesus, God, without first coming before you and being clean before you, God, because you said only those with clean hands and a pure heart can ascend the holy hill. So, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, God, Abasi. We thank you, Father God, for the faces you even dropped before us that we forgot about. Thank you, Lord, that we might release them to you. You are a good God. Yeah, you are a good God. You said we have not because we didn't ask. So we're asking, God. We're asking, God, that you continue to guide our prayer. Even right now, as I'm praying, as I'm praying, and we're all touching and agreeing for Brother Francis, God, we're believing you for a pinpoint accurate prayer. So, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for his desire, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to shut doors, Father God. Shut doors to things. He said knowingly and unknowingly. God, we thank you that this is literally the year of the door. That you've given us authority to shut doors. Not only open doors, but to shut doors. So God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, anything, any hindrance, any habit, any thoughts, anything that has interfered or will try to interfere in the mighty name of Jesus and the places and the purpose that you have for Brother Francis, we shut it by feet. We shut the doors right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You're the God of the breakthrough. Abba, you're the God of the breakthrough. You are the God of the breakthrough. So we call on the God of the breakthrough. We call on the God of the breakthrough right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, that all purity, all righteousness, sincerity in you, Father God, all genuine, authentic love for you, Father God. You could have, you said that we could have. So, God, we thank you. We thank you that Brother Francis, you have a pure, sincere, righteous relationship with you, because God, you are his righteousness is through your Son Jesus Christ. We are the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ. And God, we thank you. We thank you for his righteousness on today. We bind and rebuke any demonic spirit. We come against every spirit, any spirit of divination. We bind up. We take authority over the spirit of divination. That we're trying to shut down the voice of God. The blood of Jesus Christ is against you. We bind and rebuke any voice that would try to liken itself to the voice of God. Brother Francis said that he wants to hear the voice of God, his spiritual ears to grow. His spiritual ability to hear to grow. So we bind up the voice of the enemy. We thank you, God, that he is saved because your word promises that he will hear your voice and another voice he will not follow. Hallelujah. Rosh Kennedy, and we tear down every spirit of divination in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we thank you that his ear is open even now because, God, you spoke it. You said that he will not follow another voice. But your voice he would follow. God, we thank you because your word says that morning by morning, even all the I say, morning by morning, that you would awaken his ear and give him the tongue of the learned. You would awaken his ear. So we just put demand, we command and decree that his ear will be awakened morning by morning to hear as the learned in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And when he calls on you, you'll show him great and mighty things that he did not know. Things that were fenced in. God, we thank you on today. We thank you, Father God, for this righteous man of God. We thank you, Father God, for this man that hears your voice. God, we pray that you continue to bless him and all that's connected to him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. If you're listening, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page, interact with the ministry, follow the ministry, leave your prayer requests if you have biblical questions, or even comments, leave those as well. We'd like to interact with you as well. Next, we're going to pass the torch to Sister Tangela Lewis and have her cover prayer as the Holy Spirit leads her. Amen. Sister Tangela, it's in your capable hands.
Amen. Amen. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the prayers that have gone up. Those are beautiful prayers. Beautiful prayers. The Lord has given me scripture, and I want to start off with John chapter 15, verse 11 through 16, which says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friend. Yea, ye are friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you." Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. That is John 15, verses 11 through 16. Lord God, I just thank you. I praise your holy name, Heavenly Father. I exalt you. I glorify you. I magnify you. I thank you, Lord, for moving us from servant to friend. I thank you, Lord, that you have commanded us to love one another. I thank you, Lord, that you send forth your command just as you are teaching us to command our morning. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you call us friend and that you have revealed the things of the Father unto us, Lord God, that anything that we might ask in your name, the Father will give it to you. We do not labor in vain, Lord God. We do not fight as one beating the wind, but we fight as one who hits the bullseye every time, Lord God. We come in your holy name, in your righteousness, Heavenly Father. We come and we pray to you because we know that you hear our prayers. We know that you care for us. We know that you want a relationship with us. We know that you provide all our need according to your riches and glory. You told us to bring all of our supplications and prayers, make them known unto you, Lord God. And this is what we are doing in this hour. We come in behalf of Brother Francis. We come in behalf of Sister Chiquita. We come in behalf of Apostle Overton. We come in behalf of Bishop Boyd. We come in behalf of Pastor Mel and Deaconess Angela. We come in behalf of the members, the body of Christ, Lord God. We are desperately seeking your face for one another, Lord God, because greater love has no man than one that would lay down his life for another. And we lay down our lives this morning today for our brothers and sisters in Christ, for the body of Christ. Jesus, you are the head of the church, and we just command the body to line up with the head. We command all finances to line up with the head. We command all personalities and attitudes to line up with the head. We command all fruit of the Spirit to line up with the word of God in us, Lord God. We thank you. We bless your holy name. We exalt you. We magnify you. We raise you high as a banner, Lord God. We raise you high as a standard against the enemy. We are your righteousness, and you are our high priest, and you go before the Father on our behalf. And we thank you that we have a high priest in Christ Jesus who sits at the right hand of the throne of God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your pool of grace, Lord God. We thank you for your mercies and your kindness that are new each and every morning. We thank you, Lord God, that we can wake up to your sweet sounding voice, oh God. We thank you that our joy is made, your strength is our joy, and it is made full in you, Lord God. We thank you that you never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Heavenly Father. You are worthy to be praised, and we exalt you and lift you high. We say, Hosanna in the highest. Oh, God, as we go forth throughout this day today, we command the day to line up with your will. We command every person with a bad attitude to receive joy when they come in our presence. We command everyone who is struggling, Lord God, to receive their provisions this day, that it will not be a heavy weight or a burden that they cannot bear. We command overflow, Lord God. We command, Heavenly Father, that your love flows through us. We command, Lord God, that harmony and peace flows through us. We command the storms to cease, oh God. We command, oh God, hallelujah, the storms to cease. We command the storms to peace, be still in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we glorify you, Lord God. We command ourselves to rise up as eagles and soar into the morning, Lord God, and just give you praise, honor, and glory. We command our morning. We command our day. We command our evening. We command everything to line up with your will, purpose, and plan for our lives, oh God. You said, worry not about tomorrow, for today have enough cares of its own. And all those cares, we command them to line up with your word, Lord God. Release your Holy Spirit, your fresh anointing unto us, oh God. We need a fresh anointing, Heavenly Father. Oh, I thank you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Spirit. I thank you for the new wines, oh God. I command new wines and new wineskins, oh God. Hallelujah. I thank you that you order our foots in your word, Lord God, and your by your light that you guide us, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are awesome. You are a mighty God. No God can be exalted above you. You are the Most High God. We command the blood of Jesus to go forth. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we command your resurrection power in our lives, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name, oh God. We glorify your holy name, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Excuse me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for Brother Francis, Heavenly Father, his tenacity and perseverance to be on the line today. I pray that you give him a special blessing today. I pray that you will give him a divine blessing today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. He is seeking to tune his ear to your voice, Lord God. I ask, Heavenly Father, that you will go into his inner ear, Heavenly Father, and speak to him. Speak to him through his heart, Lord God. Speak to him through his spirit, Lord God. Speak through him to him through his seeing, Heavenly Father. Speak to him through the atmosphere, oh God. Let your word be known unto Brother Francis. He is seeking an intimate relationship with you. He wants to walk in with you each and every day, all day long. And we just thank you for that, Lord God. And we all want that, Heavenly Father, because we can't make it a day without hearing your beautiful voice. You are so amazing. And we thank you, Father God. Father God, your word says that we will have trials and tribulation. And, Lord God, you know how much we can bear. You carry us when we can't carry ourselves. It's not that we glory in that we have the trial and tribulation, but we glory in you because you are in the trial and the tribulation with us. We are not alone. And we thank you, Lord. I ask, Lord God, that you saturate the atmosphere with the Holy Spirit in each and every church, each and every room that we walk into, Lord God. I ask that your presence go before us and with us. I ask that you crown us from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet and let the oil fall down onto us as it did from Aaron's beard onto the others that were with him. Oh, God, we seek your holiness, oh God. We seek your holiness. It is far above us. We cannot do it within ourselves. We struggle and fight with this sin nature. And Lord God, only you can help us with conviction of the Holy Spirit, with love and gentle guidance of your strong hand. And we thank you. Help us not to judge one another so harshly. Help us, Lord God, to lift one another up and carry each other, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us not to complain. We know that you do not like complaining, oh God. But help us to have a mind of forgiveness, a mind of thankfulness, a mind of gratefulness, a mind of Christ. Help us, Lord God, because we need that, especially one towards another. Help us, Lord God, in this day, in this new year, Lord God. Oh, bless your holy name, Jesus. Bless your holy name, Jesus. You are so worthy to be praised. And we exalt you, we glorify you, we magnify you this day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for going to the cross and bearing our sins. There is no one like you, Lord Jesus. None of us have made the mark. Only you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless our tongues, Lord God. Let us speak life, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us speak life into our situations, not negative life, but positive life. Help us to speak your word into our situations, oh God. You said, take on your yoke and your because your burden is light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You said, put on the new man. Hallelujah. And walk therein. Hallelujah. This is the way. Now walk therein. And we thank you for showing us the way. We thank you, Lord, that you are the life. We thank you, Lord, that you are the truth. We thank you for your blood, oh God. We thank you that we can run to you, oh God, in our time of need, in our time of trouble, in our time of seeking. We thank you that you'll give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding when we ask for it, oh God. We thank you for discernment and prudence who resides with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding so that we may know what is around us each and every time, Lord God. Oh, Heavenly Father, I stand in agreement that you will close doors to the enemy, any witches and warlocks, oh God. Close those doors and set firing angels round about them. Seal those doors closed. Let nothing enter those doors. We come against any past curses, generational curses, Lord God. We come against anything that has a right, that claims to have a right to be there. We serve you with an eviction notice. You no longer have a right. You have been evicted in the name of Jesus. This is the dwelling place of the Lord, our God, the Most High. Our God is our refuge, our running place, our fortitude. He is our hiding place. And we will hide under the shadows of the Almighty in the name of Jesus. We bind up the strong man, oh God, and we take back what the enemy has stolen from us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you have given prophetic word that this is the year of release. This is the year of freedom, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. Your word shall not come back unto you void in the name of Jesus. Thank you for helping us to stand on your word and not move, Lord God. Help us to continue to set our faces like flint, oh God, seeking your face, oh God, seeking your will and your way, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I ask, Lord God, that you will bless each and every person on this line and those that couldn't be on the line. I ask, Lord God, that you will bring more people to the line. Open up the line. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you draw all men unto the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask, Lord, Holy Spirit, that you will draw men to this line. Draw them seeking prayer, seeking favor, seeking God's love, seeking salvation, seeking the baptism of the Holy Spirit, seeking prayer and supplication, oh God, joining us in the name of Jesus and keep us whole. And I plead the blood of Jesus that there would be no backlash over these prayers that have gone forth before you. I seal them by the blood of you, Lord Jesus. I seal them in your holy name, and I cover them with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One last thing, Lord God, I ask that you dispatch your angels, your host of angels on our behalf today. I ask that you send them food. I ask that every person that has prayed a prayer that has been hindered is unhindered. I pray that a person who is seeking you, Lord God, to walk in your way, to see spiritually, to hear spiritually, that your holy angels will ruffle their feathers, letting them know that this is you, Lord God. I pray that rushing waters, that they will hear the voice of the Lord through the rushing waters. Hallelujah. Speak to your children, Lord God. Provide for your children, and we will be sure to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for those prayers, Sister Lewis. Is there a word from the Lord? Okay. As we were praying earlier, the Lord has given me something, and it's about rejoicing. Philippians 4:4-8 says, always be full of joy in the Lord. I'll say it again, rejoice. This is from the New Living Translation. Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all that you do. Remember, the Lord is coming. And it's hard to be considerate when we allow our feelings to dictate how we act, how we react, how our day is going. God is saying, always be full of joy. The joy, and then scriptures say, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And that's what God is saying. Always be strengthened, because you're always in joy, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we need to be full of joy, because we know everything that we come against, the first thing that we should think is, let me go to headquarters and pray about it. And either see what God says about it or tell God what I need to happen. Because the scripture says, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it and you shall have it. The actual Greek scripture says, whatever you desire, if I don't have it, I will create it for you. So God will create even what you need to fix your situation, or bring to you what you desire according to your faith, as Jesus always said, according to your faith. So let us be in joy. Let us be joyful that God is with us. He will never leave us or forsake us. So that was the word that was given to me. Let's run this race, and let's run it joyfully. Let's not look down. Let's not be overworked. Let's not let ourselves starve from the word by not being in the word, but let us always be in joy by always spending time in prayer and being in fellowship with God, being in contact with God. Amen. So we are running short on time. Again, thank you for joining us. Please join us same time next week, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, U.S. time. God blesses you, keeps you, gives his angels charge over you, your family, and all those things that he has placed in your hands. I plead the blood over you. I bind up every demonic and satanic spirit that may come against you. I bind up the communications between devils and demons, witches and warlocks praying against you. God favor you and bless you, and we expect to see you next week. Good day. Have a blessed day.
But we receive the word of the Lord. Our answer should be, amen. Let the church say, amen. Let the church say, amen.
at the church.
Thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church.